Saving the greatest country in the world is not a short-term proposition, folks. We can save this great nation, but it's gonna take all of us. Why? Because we are America.
Herman Cain. Herman Cain. Solutions for a better America.
This is your host of the new Herman Cain Show 2018. Thank you for joining us. Because you know we are going to tell you the truth and give you the facts. Because we want you to be better informed in order to help make this a better United States of America. Thank you for joining us. In our new show format, we're going to have four major segments for you every day. First, three big things you need to know. There's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of deception out there. There are a lot of lies out there. And we're going to let you know the three big things that you need to know. Second, news nugget highlights. Thirdly, rapid fire. We still want to hear from you. We want you to call in. And then fourthly, each day, closing comments by HC. And you know I won't sugarcoat it. First big thing you need to know. Happy New Year for 2018. And you need to know that if you want different outcomes in 2018, you're going to have to do some things differently. It was Albert Einstein who said, if you keep doing the same things over and over and over and expecting a different result, that's insanity. Only you can decide how your 2017 went and how your 2018 will come. And if you want better outcomes, you need to start with personal habits like diet and exercise. It's not enough to just have New Year's resolutions without a determined plan to change things. Also, if you want a better 2018, inadequate personal and family financial budgeting can negatively affect your health. Try it. Now, not everybody has the luxury of not worrying about income versus expenditures. I certainly don't, especially as I get older. Now, professional, if you want 2018 to be better than 2017, first, take the advice that I gave my kids. Never quit a job without another job. I know that there's a lot of euphoria about expectations for 2018, the new tax code, the stock market going crazy, businesses hiring people. But don't quit a job before you have another job. I gave this to my two grown, gone, and gainfully employed children. Another thing that I would suggest is, if you're looking for the perfect job, remember, it's a journey, not a destination. You're not going to find it overnight. And for some people, it takes longer than others. But have a plan, an outlook, or some reachable goals. Now, politically for 2018, I have said this often, we can only save the savable. But that's becoming more and more challenging in today's politically toxic environment. Even so, we must continue to give it our best efforts. Not for ourselves, but for our children and our grandchildren's sakes. That's why many of us do the things that we do. Our parents and our grandparents wanted us to be better off than they were. We want our children to be better off than we are. But it's becoming more and more difficult in today's environment. That's why we continue to work so hard and strive to save the savable. Now, you know we have some major challenges when you look at what happened in 2017. No Democrats in Congress. No, zero, nada. Voted yes on any major legislation advanced by this president, Trump, and the Republicans. That's not only toxic, But that's dangerous to our futures. And the liberal media does not help the situation by routinely parroting liberal sound bites and intentional misperceptions. Not at all. So, yes, conservative voices of the truth are outnumbered, but we must continue to fight. So, Happy New Year! We've got a lot of work to do in 2018, and now's a good time to kick it up a notch. Big thing number two that you need to know. 2017 results look great. But you wouldn't know that from the liberal media and the Democrats. Results of 2017 of this president and this administration. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch was confirmed. 2 million new jobs were created. We hit a 4.1% unemployment rate. 860 rules and regulations were being reversed. Tax cuts to benefit the middle class, small businesses, and big businesses. But the Democrats continue to want you to believe that they are not doing any good, that the plan is a big GOP tax scam. Really? Well, the tax reform package that President Trump signed into law last month may have just picked up about 170,000 new fans. Listen to what Southwest Airlines Chief Gary Kelly was smiling broadly in a Facebook video for his employees, saying he expects the tax package to free up money for the company.
Our first measure of business is to reward our Southwest employees with a $1,000 bonus.
Wow. $1,000 bonus. Rival American Airlines also gives credit to the Trump tax plan for the $1,000 bonuses that it will pay to its workers in the first quarter of 2018 as well. Now, both carriers have also pledged to make larger charitable contributions, and Southwest plans to use part of its tax savings to modernize its fleet of Boeing 737s. Don't the Democrats keep telling you how bad this plan is? Don't the Democrats keep trying to convince you that businesses aren't going to reward their employees? They're not going to reinvest in their companies? Doesn't seem like it's turning out that way, does it? But they're going to continue to try to convince people that it is a bad plan. Illegal crossings are down in 2017 by 60%. I know people still have some issues with the VA, but 500 people have been fired at the VA for non-performance. Fired! What a novel idea if you don't perform. The stock market is booming. If you have a 401k, it is now much bigger than it used to be. If you don't have a 401k, maybe you ought to get one. Big item number three that you need to know about. And that is, there's a new sheriff in town. The president, Nikki Haley, our U.S. ambassador, they have actually said that they're going to cut the U.S. budget to the United Nations. Oh, yeah, by 25%. Remember a couple of weeks ago when President Trump decided we're going to move our embassy to Jerusalem. That's where Israel wanted it to be. That's where this president wanted to be. That's where our Congress of the United States voted for it to be over 10 years ago, maybe 20, back in the 1990s. And then when the president actually did it, many countries in the world went berserk. And so the United Nations said, oh, we must teach them a lesson. We don't agree with that move, even though it is constitutional, and even though this is something that they want to do, and even though it's their embassy, and even though they have the sovereign right to do so. So they called a special session to basically try to spank the United States on the wrists. Nikki Haley, UN ambassador. President Trump, they said, we will be watching. And now they're going to cut our budget to the UN by 25%. You know, I had a meeting with John Bolton years ago when I was running for president. And I asked him, I said, how do we get the United Nations to recognize how much we contribute and to get many of the countries to stop going against us when they're looking for our help? He said, somebody needs to have the courage to cut the budget. Well, there's a new sheriff in town, folks. And his name is President Trump. The budget is going to be cut at the United Nations. You know, the Democrats have decided that their objective for 2018 is to try and discredit all of the accomplishments and all of the moves made by this administration. And the way they're going to do it is they're going to use an old technique called tell a lie long enough and someone will believe it. A fellow by the name of Joseph Goebbels first said, and I quote, if you tell a lie big enough and keep it repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Look what's happening in Venezuela. Look what's happening in Iran. Look what happened to the USSR, and look what happened to the Berlin Wall. They all are the victims of lies, and the truth is setting them free. You're listening to the Herman Cain Show.
Herman Cain
always gives me insights to what I don't already think about or know.
Solutions for a better America.